This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa State University has developed a test to detect the Japanese encephalitis virus. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
While it hasn't made it to the U.S., the Japanese encephalitis virus has been a high-priority target for researchers. Dr. Rahul Nelly, a research assistant professor of veterinary diagnostic and production animal medicine at Iowa State University, has been heading up the project at the ISU VDL and said there are many signs of JEV to look out for in livestock.
So many clinical signs, right? That includes respiratory signs, reproductive losses, including abortions and mummified and stillborn fetuses. And most other common finding is the neurological sign because it actually affects the brain. You see a lot of neurological signs, convulsions and tremors and so on. And some in mild cases, you always see there's some kind of fever and anorexia. Those are the classical. And then the wherever you see, some of these lymph nodes get, enlarged, and because the virus actually, spreads through, the blood, and it can also infect, other liver, spleen, and other organs.
Dr. Nelly said the prevention strategy for JEV starts with being able to accurately detect it in swine.
We haven't done anything in a clinical samples. So because we don't have those samples here, so the Australian team is actually going to help us validate this assay in Australia, taking all these primers and probes, and then they're going to run them on their clinical samples to make sure, we are specific and sensitive enough to detect JEV.
For more, visit swinehealth.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.